Emily Jane Bronte was born in 1818 and went to her eternal reward 6 days before Christmas in 1848 at the young age of 30. She died of tuberculosis brought on by the damp conditions of the parsonage in which she dwelt. She was the third youngest of the Bronte sisters, and she only published one novel, Wuthering Heights, which was surprising in its scope and its content. All three of the Bronte sisters, the famous ones who published Charlotte, Emily, and Anne, published under pseudonyms, male pseudonyms. For as they put it, female authoresses would not be taken seriously. So the book of poems they published in 1846 went under the title of Poems by Currer, Ellis, and Acton Bell. They used the first initials of their real names in each of their pseudonyms or nom de plume. Currer obviously being Charlotte, Ellis, Emily, and Acton, Anne. The Book of Poems only sold two copies in their lifetimes, but have stood the test of time, some of the poems, and we'll read one today in a few moments. Emily's life sort of mirrors this poem. It's on autumn leaves, very short poem, and her short, and we won't see from the outside, tragic life. She was very introspective and meditative, and this tendency was likely exaggerated by her sister Charlotte, who wrote about her after Emily's early death. She would take long meditative contemplative walks through the moors, and she would only really speak with animals at any length. So the poem evokes something, and that's why, as I was about to mention a few moments ago, in Wuthering Heights, the fiery and explosive character of Heathcliff and others in the novel reveals that Emily, in fact, had a very deep and vivid interior life that came out in her writings. So, without further ado, here is the poem from that little volume, 1846, Fall, Leaves Fall by Emily Bronte. Fall, leaves fall, die flowers away, lengthen night and shorten day. Every leaf speaks bliss to me, fluttering from the autumn tree. I shall smile when wreaths of snow blossom where the rose should grow. I shall sing when night's decay ushers in a drearier day. Whenever that poem speaks to you, as we enter into fall here in Canada, and it's beautiful right now, but as we face the shortening of the day, the falling of the leaves, winter coming in, we should keep a spirit of hope and optimism and sing when night's decay ushers in a drearier day. Just as Emily Bronte, her short life, and dying just before Christmas in that 8 year of 1848, where so many things were going on in the world, as always happens, we may take comfort that life is not about what is really going on out there, but what transpires in the depths of our souls. God rest your soul, your own soul, Emily Bronte, and thank you for the beauty you left behind.